This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Trump trial opens.
A fair and honest Senate impeachment trial.
Outcome not in question.
Nothing's going to change. President Trump will get acquitted.
Water supply targeted.
Somebody hacked into the system and changed the levels for the caustic substance.
A supreme talent.
Can't hurry,
Mary Wilson. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the first time in American history, a former president of the United States faces an impeachment trial. And the one that opens today in the U.S. Senate is the second for Donald Trump. CBS's Nicole Killian reports the charge is inciting insurrection for his speech before a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
House impeachment managers who have been meeting daily plan to use video evidence and the former president's own words against him, calling his actions in a pretrial brief the most grievous constitutional crime ever committed by a president.
Not only did he light the fire, he poured gasoline on the fire.
Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, an impeachment manager in Mr. Trump's first trial, has advised the current team.
Well, I think it's going to be important for the impeachment managers to connect the dots, highlight many of the statements that the president made, including at that January 6th rally, where I believe he used the word fight 15 or 16 times.
We fight like hell.
Mr. Trump's lawyers argued the president used the word fight in a figurative sense and dismissed the trial as political theater. Trump advisor Jason Miller says the whole thing is a waste of time.
The whole point of an impeachment is to try to remove someone from office. Well, if someone's out of office, then what's the point in going and trying to do the impeachment?
A CBS News poll indicates 56% of Americans want the Senate to convict Mr. Trump. 46% of Republicans say it's important for the party to be loyal to him. Correspondent Catherine Herridge has more on what investigators are learning about the scope of the Capitol siege.
Law enforcement records obtained by CBS News show rioters used unconventional weapons, hammers, hockey sticks, and bear spray, and brought crossbows and Molotov cocktails with homemade napalm. Others used military-style tactics to navigate through the crowd, wearing helmets, body armor, and gas masks. Those arrested come from more than 40 states, include at least 24 women, at least 16 military veterans, and more than two dozen rioters have alleged ties to extremist groups. In at least one case, the alleged planning began as early as November.
Georgia's Republican Secretary of State has opened an investigation into the former president.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
It's about that phone call January 2nd Mr. Trump made to Brad Raffensperger. It comes after a complaint was filed by a law scholar who says one or more Georgia election laws may have been violated, including conspiracy to commit election fraud. A Trump advisor says there was nothing improper in the call. Health officials say the coronavirus variant first found in the UK will likely become the dominant strain in this country in just a matter of weeks, and that threatens to send caseloads soaring again. In the vaccination effort, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Southern California tells us only about 3 million of the 42 million doses administered so far have gone to residents of long-term care facilities.
Hi. Elisa Maliari-Tu is the executive director at Gordon Manor, responsible for the health and well-being of 58 residents.
The threat of coronavirus coming back in is definitely a motivator.
Gordon Manor enrolled in the federal government's vaccine program for long-term care facilities in October. But as that rollout stretched into January,
we had not received any communication whatsoever from anybody about when our turn was. Safeway called, and Safeway was able to say, hi, we can come and do a clinic at your facility.
Finally, all but one of Gordon Manor's residents received their first dose of the vaccine before officials with the federal vaccination program even reached out.
The World Health Organization says its investigation team in China indicates the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a lab and is more likely to have jumped to humans from an animal. A hacker got into the system that controls the water treatment plant in Oldsmar, Florida, outside Tampa. Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the intent was to taint the water supply.
The hacker changed the sodium hydroxide from about 100 parts per million to 11,000 parts per million. Sodium hydroxide, also known as lye, is the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners.
A supervisor noticed the levels were being changed by a computer mouse controlled by the hacker and was able to reverse the process. This happened on Friday. Officials say the public was not in any danger. The federal authorities are warning that online scammers are at work at a time when people are trying to get the COVID vaccine. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Demand for the vaccine is fueling a new type of scam, vaccines for sale.
There are criminals and scammers who are preying on Americans who are desperate to get the vaccine.
Investigators say someone tried to sell them a vaccine produced by Sinovac, which is not approved for use in the U.S. Investigator Tom Galvin says he paid $175 for the Pfizer vaccine from another online seller. So far, all he's gotten is a letter asking for more money.
We made a purchase. A week later, we have not received it.
They're pushing social media companies to do more. The legitimate vaccines are not for sale. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News, Miami.
Singer Mary Wilson has died. Co-founder of the Supremes, who hit it big with that song in 1964, their first number one million seller. Last year, she told CBS's The Talk, performing for the British royal family was one of many unexpected highlights.
For three little black girls who lived in the Brewster Projects in Detroit, Michigan, for us to do a command performance, back then, you know, that was something you just didn't do unless you were special.
Wilson, Diana Ross, and Florence Ballard were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. Berry Gordy called Wilson a trailblazer. Her autobiography was a bestseller. Mary Wilson was 76. The cause of death not revealed. On the market, something that appeared in the premiere episode of a wildly popular TV comedy.
A deep-pocketed Schitt's Creek fan can now live like Moira Rose used to. The mansion the TV family called home before they landed at a seedy motel in the middle of nowhere is up for sale. Ontario's opulent 24,000-square-foot Belle Maison is listed at $15 million. It has 12 bedrooms and 16 bathrooms with frescoes inspired by the Sistine Chapel. It was used to film the first episode of the record Emmy-winning Netflix sitcom. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That last word, Super Bowl ratings, were still being processed and verified by Nielsen. One thing is known, the game drew a higher share of the audience in the Boston area where Tom Brady used to play than in Tampa. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.